fell into a very serious recession. It took Europe down with it and eventually rippled in to America, leading to the Great Recession. Hey everybody, I'm the Economic Ninja. I hope you're doing well today. We're gonna talk today about, it started in Germany, it's gonna get worse, and it's gonna flow through to America. I've said multiple times through prophecies that I've seen and what I believe to be totally true, and it makes sense because both Europe and America are tied so closely financially. As Europe keeps imploding, and we've been seeing that with the war in Ukraine, hyperinflation and energy prices in certain countries like Germany, and now Germany is experiencing a massive real estate crash, a serious real estate crash. I've said before that it is gonna crash in Europe, and we have about 6 to 8 weeks until we see it happening in America. Because of the derivatives, the swap, the credit swaps and all of the lines of credit between the two countries, it's gonna happen fast. So this is a great indicator of what is coming here. But I want you to understand, as I'm about to expose how much German home prices have fallen in the last year, remember, they always start with 1%, then 2%, then 3%, and so on. And right now we're seeing the median home price around our country drop. We're seeing high-end real estate really drop. We're seeing high-end cars plummet in value. We're seeing all kinds of things that most people do not pick up and can sense that this is the beginning of a massive crash. But hey, it's not like we went through the world shutting down or anything like that. Seriously, this is a big deal. So out of the Telegraph, this story is titled German Property Prices Plummet as Housing Bubble Bursts. Also, if you're ready to take advantage of this opportunity and know that this crash is an opportunity to build massive wealth, then I'm going to drop some 80% off links to how to prepare for the real estate crash course. It's down below. Thousands of students have signed on. I give a money back guarantee, 14 days. If you've watched up to 15% of it and you go, hey, this isn't for me, I'll give you your money back. But I think it is so important that we get this information into as many people's hands as possible so that you can be prepared and not scared when this happens. So it says, German property prices plummet as housing bubble bursts. Housing prices, or house prices in Germany, dropped by a record 10.2% in the third quarter. I want to repeat that. House prices in Germany dropped a record 10.2% in the third quarter. In a further sign, the struggles faced by Europe's largest economy since the pandemic. That is 10% in 3 months. You want to say that is, and I believe we're going to see that in America. I know it sounds crazy, and I want to remind you that the ECB, which dictates the central bank of Europe, dictates the interest rates, right? Interest rates have gone up pretty close, lockstep with the Federal Reserve. However, they froze their rates, they halted them before we did, okay? Think about this. So they were running rates up too, just like us, and then they stopped because they started to see the crash. Germany and Europe is a perfect mirror image of what is about to happen in America. If you aren't getting ready for this, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not gonna feel sorry for you. I wanna be on the side of winners, and winners get prepared. They don't sit there and spend their money and show off in front of people like they're something they're not. Winners are prepared, they're not scared. Are you a winner, or are you one of those people that are just wanting to show off? Type one if you're a winner, type two if you're like, I don't care. I just want people to think I'm rich. But this is no joke. Can you imagine your house losing 10% in value in a period, like the government comes out and tells you, hey, the official numbers are out. In the nation, we've seen properties drop 10% in the last 3 months. What do you think that would do to the public perception of real estate? It would cause them to pull back even more, right? All right. It says it was the fourth consecutive quarter of declines compared to the same time a year earlier. Now, again, a year earlier, Europe, the ECB, and in Germany, mortgage rates were on the rise. But again, they stopped beforehand, okay? You are seeing this before it happens in America. It's incredible. And it was So it says it was the fourth consecutive quarter of declines compared to the same time a year ago. And it was the biggest since Germany's statistics office began keeping records in the year 2000. So we are already seeing a housing bubble burst in Germany worse than what we saw in 2005 when they were slipping into a deep recession. Another thing I've got to stop and explain to you, it's so important you know this. So do you remember 2012 to 2014, 2015, when the Eurozone crisis was going on and Cyprus and Greece were the bad people? They were the bad ones and they were pulling down the Eurozone. And Germany was the bully of the nations. It's weird. They've got a history of that, don't they? If you're from Germany, let me know down below what, like, give me some a little bit of backup right here. Germany was pushing around the ECB and saying, you need to get these countries in line. They're taking us all down. But nobody ever once in the mainstream media, and it was pissing me off to no extent, I was so pissed. Nobody remembered that Germany brought the entire Eurozone down into recession in 2005. Okay? Now, it's happening all over again. The big bully, and when I say bully, and I'm going to say moron when I say Merkel, because Merkel was sitting there laughing when Trump was saying, hey, and all of the delegates were laughing at him. He's like, you guys are way too tied with Russia right now. You know, supposedly the whole media was trying to get on him because, you know, he was colluding with them. And here he's telling one of their biggest energy traders, they're like, hey, you're way too tied to Russia. You need to get some other countries to buy energy from or you're going to be screwed. And they're all laughing at him. Well, they ain't laughing now because they are screwed. And now their housing market is collapsing. You see, that is the natural progression of events. When you cause so much pressure between inflation on the consumer, inflation and taxes, those two pressures, which inflation is a tax, it's just a hidden tax. And when you produce so much pressure on the consumer and then on the business, because the consumer stops spending, then the businesses lay off people, then the layoff people stop paying their mortgages, then you have a housing crash. That's what's happening in Germany. That's what's already started in America. If you want to take advantage of it, you better start acting now. Are you going to be a person of action or are you going to be someone sitting on the sidelines? So it says it was the fourth consecutive drop, right? And this is the worst housing crash they've experienced since the year 2000. The drop comes amid the biggest property crisis in decades in Europe's largest economy. So again, you've got the largest economy in Europe going through the biggest crisis since the year 2000, which means all of Europe's going to go crashing down. It's going to happen in 2024. Then, right afterwards, we're next. So, do you think you have enough time to get ready for this? Do you have time to get your bills in order, get some money saved up, maybe sell off some stuff while people are still buying crap at garage sales, to sit back and then all you got to do is have a good credit score and some money on the side and a clear level head and a plan, right? That's what I put out in these courses. See how you get an actual plan set together, and then all of a sudden, you're the one getting the loans for all the homes crashing in price instead of the banks, all right? That's why there's a home crash, because there's nobody to buy them except for the banks taking them back. And then you could either buy them before they go back to the bank or you could buy them from the bank. I know it sounds crazy, but this is how it works. And if you have been a type three, if you have been the victim of a real estate or an economic cycle before, where you had high hopes, everything was going great, and you were putting money in near the top of something, whether it be real estate or stocks, and then they come crashing down in a multi-year down cycle, and then you're left with nothing, and you've got to restart. Well, there you go. There's people here that are willing to admit it, and that's honestly where you start. You admit things. I've screwed up so many times. I was an accredited investor, and I sold all my homes in 2006, but I still made mistakes in the stock market and other things. And that's why I put out in my courses, do all of this stuff that I did right, and then don't do all this stuff that I did wrong. And it's the greatest life hack in the world. You need to start taking advantage of life hacks and start training yourself right now how to be ahead of this schedule, where all your family and friends are sitting there going, you're crazy, there's no housing market crash. Like, cool, that's why there's crashes of anything, because the masses are morons. The masses are morons. Type it down below. The masses are morons. They always follow each other out of insecurity or uneducated information. They're not educated. They're guessing. They're speculating. And then they fall with the masses. So they, and then those idiots, those people, those are the morons that say a broken clock's rocked twice. Those people are morons. Of course, it's just the exact same thing as the industry, the insurance industry saying, you're like 5 times more likely to get in an injury, in an accident, 1 mile from your house than 25 miles from your house. And I go, well, every day I drive even 2 miles, I'm within 1 mile of my house. So of course, that is logic. But only a moron speaks like they know something about nothing. It's insanity. So here we go. Let's dive more into the German housing crisis, which 10% in three months is insane. But do I think we're going to see insane times? Yes. Hey, here's the good news. Let's say the real estate doesn't even crash. You go, Ninja, you've been talking about real estate crash and you sold this course on how to prepare for real estate crash. Well, you know what's cool about that course? I even say if it doesn't crash, or in the meantime, because I know it's going to crash because it always does this and it goes higher and does this and these little spots when it goes down, that's when you make all your money. You don't make your money at the peaks, but over the time it does this. I'm going to show you how to buy real estate right so that you're saving thousands of dollars on your next property, whether it be the one you're buying or rentals. So cool. I already covered that. Let's dive into rent to Germany. So it says here, again, the drop comes amid the biggest property crisis in decades in Europe's largest economy. And then Konstantin Koldelian of the German Institute for Economic Research said, until 2022, there was a speculative price bubble in Germany, one of the biggest in the last 50 years. Weird. We're hearing 50-year cycles. Well, we're actually in a 100-year cycle right now, and it is going to be the greatest pop ever. And you know how I know this? Because this was the greatest bubble ever. Type 5 if you agree with that. Was this, do you believe in the last 100 years, this to be the largest bubble? Now, and I'm going to explain a little further. We have never seen worldwide inflation happen all at the same time. We, or economists that are highly educated from colleges that they learn just a little bit about economies, they have studied inflation eras and hyperinflation times in single countries around the world, America being one. We've had slight bouts of hyperinflation during the Roaring 20s. We had slight bouts of hyperinflation, and we had stagflation during the 70s, but only in specific things, right? Not never whole. By and large, America has cheated this entire system, the world, because of its right to print those dollars as the world reserve currency. That's why we're treated different. Our economy has held up this long. But now we're losing that. We're losing that right to the BRICS. More and more countries around the world are losing faith in the dollar, and they're no longer using the dollar. Look, as of January 1st, Iraq, you know, the country that we liberated and all that stuff, you know, set up their central bank. They're no longer using dollar for trade. At all. January 1st, it's a big deal, okay? So people get very confused over what's going on because this is the greatest bubble in history. And to build the greatest bubble, it actually takes a little bit longer than the smaller bubbles, like the dot-com bubble, like the housing bubble of 2005. It takes longer to blow up a bigger bubble. But then what happens? It pops exponentially. All right, so he said it's one of the biggest bubbles in the last 50 years in Germany. He says prices have been falling ever since the bubble has burst. For years, the property sector in Germany and elsewhere in Europe boomed as interest rates were low and demand was strong. Does she know I'm actually looking at buying a property in Europe? And that's what I'm going to be looking at during this crisis. So I'm going to be taking advantage of different exchange rates and all kinds of things to be able to set up businesses in other parts of the world. It says, for years, the property sector in Germany and elsewhere in Europe boomed as interest rates were low and demand was strong. But a sharp rise in rates and costs has put the end to the run, tipping developers into insolvency as bank financing dries up and deals freeze. It comes as official data showed Germany is the worst performing G7 economy since the pandemic, growing by just 0.3%. Britain slipped back behind France to be the next worst performer after downward revisions to growth left the UK on the brink of recession. So we're already seeing more, it's expanding out from Germany. Now, this is what else I think is really important for people to understand. Again, Germany started this whole thing in 2005. We also had the mortgage-backed securities crisis. Okay. We've seen it got big and all that stuff and blew up. We've seen China start a commercial mortgage-backed securities crisis a couple of years ago with Evergrande. And then it got bigger, right? And we're already seeing that collapsing right now. As a matter of fact, the commercial mortgage-backed security sector is the reason why all these banks failed in America in the springtime. You'd think it was FTX, but what it was the simple FTX crash, the cryptocurrency, actually brought up all of these derivatives that were in trouble, and it moved into CMBS. So now, we have an even bigger pop going on in Europe. So what does that mean? That means people, the ECB soon will not be able to buy bonds in America, because they're going to be trying to bail out their entire country. We already have in America here, we have countries like China, Russia, Japan, all these countries are walking away from buying our treasuries. So we're having to figure out something. We're trying to push the can down farther. We're going to crash about 6 to 8 weeks after Europe completely goes into full-blown explosion. But here's what's really interesting. Like I said before, interest rates were going up in Europe, lockstep, but a little bit ahead of America. And then they leveled out, and we went a little bit past them, and then we leveled out. Now, next, you're going to see the ECB start to lower rates. You'll see this in 2024, but it will not stop a property crisis. Why? Because now the masses have seen and heard all the stories on the mainstream media and by their neighbors and friends that their house is falling in value. They're looking at their home falling in value. They're going to stop buying. It is going to make the crash worse. So as many people that think that lowering interest rates is going to spur on an economy or spur on lending, it doesn't matter. You see, because as things get worse in the sector, stock prices drop, companies have a harder time borrowing money, lending freezes up and shrinks to almost nothing unless you have a plan, you've got your setup right, your credit's ready, you got enough money, it's seasoned properly, all that stuff's in place. Very, very few, we're talking very few people are going to be able to afford a loan. And then even them are going to sit back and go, ha, I know this game. We've already seen this once before in the last 20 years. We're going to wait. We're going to watch this one crater even more. And then they're going to buy. And from peak to trough, it takes, like the last one, 5 years. 5 years, from 2006 to 2011, 2012, to be able to get that. So the point being is this. Are you ready to take action? Are you ready to do something about it? I have the only class that I know of on the internet teaching real estate cycles and preparing people for this next real estate crash. Everyone else is trying to fill you full of hopium and try and get you to go into some sub two deal. And I'm telling you right now, bet against me. Bet against me if you think I'm wrong, that those people are going to end up penniless and broke because they're buying real estate at the top. Because I don't care about the lending. I care about the price, the underlying price of the asset. Wealthy people know this. Poor people don't. You make money on the day you buy your home, not on the day you sell it. Why? Because on the day you buy it, you locked in something called cost basis. And that's the most important thing about an investment. And you better lock it in right. If you don't, you're screwed. So if you want to take advantage of this, I made this course specifically for everyone to use for 1 year. And at this price, $199. I'll put some links down below. As of January 1st, the price of that course goes up to, it's going up to $1,000 for just that portion of the course. And I'm not joking. I made this available. I did opposite of what everyone in the industry told me to do. People that took the course, people that I confide in, people that consultants told me they took that course. They said it's worth way more than that. They're going to save way more if they take that course. I'm like, I wanted to make it available to the masses. And then we're going big. As of January 1st, you'll still be able to use it for years to come. But as of January 1st, the price goes up. I hope you guys have a great day. Have a Merry Christmas. But understand this, you're going to have a really great Christmas when you're not scared and you're getting excited about the deals coming to you, not you racing after a deal. All right, with that being said, the real estate, that's my other channel, Real Estate Ninja. Go check that one out. It's blowing up. YouTube doesn't like this one. The Economic Ninja is out.